Hi, I'm Misha Jade, your Divine Life Alchemist. I'm here to support you through your struggles, to guide and empower you to find value in the challenges, and be able to create powerful mindset changes that support you and your life. If this sounds like something you are feeling drawn to, please connect with me over on Instagram. You can find me in the link in my bio or at divine_life_alchemist. I look forward to connecting with you. I invite you to lay down in a comfortable position, your body relaxed, your head and neck relaxed. Please ensure that you will not be interrupted during this meditation. This is the time for you to ground and connect with yourself. Give your feet a little wriggle and move your ankles. Bring awareness now to your calves, moving up to your knees and your thighs. Draw your attention to your hips and your pelvis. Your stomach, your chest and your shoulders. Give your shoulders a little wriggle. Feel them relaxing. Your arms, your wrists and your fingers. Your neck. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Feel your belly rise and hold for 3, 2, 1, and exhale through your mouth. Inhale, feel your belly rise and hold. 3, 2, 1, and exhale. Inhale through your nose and exhale. Now I invite you to picture yourself walking along the beach on your private little island. You can hear the water gently crashing on the sand. You can feel the warmth of the sun on your face. Not too hot or bright, it's just perfect. You feel your body relaxed, grounded, and connected. You look over to the trees and you see a little path. It's just for you. You walk up to it and you make your way through the trees. Each step you feel yourself relaxing deeper and deeper. One. You feel your feet and your legs relaxing. Two, your knees and your thighs relaxing. Three, your hips, your stomach and your back. Feeling deeply relaxed and calm. your chest, your ribs, and your shoulders, relaxing deeper and deeper. 5, you feel your arms feel like clouds, just gentle and soft. You feel so relaxed. 6, your neck and your head and your face, relaxing deeper and deeper. You take another 7, step 7, 8. Your entire body is in a deep, deep state of relaxation. 9, 10. You are deeply relaxed and calm, and you feel safe and grounded. Now you see a clearing through the trees, and there's a door in the middle. As you walk towards the door, you gently put your hands out, and you can just touch the tops of the flowers in this clearing. Maybe you'd like to pick one and smell it. What does it smell like? What color is it? You walk towards the door and you take a deep breath in. As you open the door, you are taken to your happy place, a place that is familiar, a place that you feel calm, safe, grounded, and strongly connected to. As you step through the doorway and you connect with this place, sacred, safe place that's just for you, you connect with your spirit guide. Who are they? What are they saying to you? What messages do they have for you? You are now walking side by side with them as they take you deeper and deeper into your sacred place, your safe place. As you look around, do you notice anyone else here with you? What can you see? What can you smell? Is there anyone or anything, any being, animal, presenting themselves to you? What messages do they have for you? the time has come to say goodbye to your spirit guides, to any presence that came forth to give you messages, to share wisdom, reassurance, guidance. You thank them and give them a warm embrace, and you feel love, support, gratitude radiating through your body. As you're guided back to the doorway, you're presented with a gift, a box. Take note of the color, the size, any decoration. As you open the box, just take a moment to connect with your heart. Take a deep breath in and feel that love, the love that surrounds you, that radiates through you. Feel the support. The protection. Now open the box and see what the gift is. What does this gift symbolize for you? You say your last goodbye for now, knowing that you can come back to this place whenever you need to, whenever you need to connect with your guides, to feel reassurance, to receive messages. Now that you have this strong connection with them and this place and yourself, you're welcome back here whenever you want to. As you step through the doorway, you're back at the field on the island, surrounded by beautiful flowers. And the smell of them is divine. Feel the warmth of the sun on your face. As you slowly walk back to the trees, you feel at peace. You feel grounded in your being. As I count back from 10, each step that you take closer and closer to the trees, through the path, you're slowly going to bring awareness back into your body. 10. You feel your heart, head and your heart connected. Starting to become conscious of your thoughts and your surroundings. Take another step, 9. And give your neck a little wiggle. shoulders and your arms and your fingers begin to wriggle. You take another step, 7. Feel your chest and your ribs, and you're feeling this energy coming down through your head, through your arms, through your shoulders, through your heart, your ribs and your stomach. 6. You feel your hips and your pelvis. Another step, 4. Your calves and your ankles. 3. Give your ankles a little wriggle. 2. You feel your feet firmly on the ground beneath you. As you're nearing the end of the trees, where the trees meet the sand on the beach, and you take your last step, 1, and you feel strong in your body, connected and grounded in who you are and where you are. You walk down the beach with the sun glistening on the water. The water gently crashes on the sand. You walk all the way down to the water's edge, where the water is gently crashing at your feet. It feels warm and cool, the perfect temperature just for you. As you look out the ocean and the sun, you close your eyes and you remember everything that was provided for you, reassurance given to you, your messages, your guidance, a deeper understanding of yourself, deeper connection to yourself. As you close your eyes on your island, you feel awareness within your body in the space where you are now. And when you're ready, you may open your eyes, but just take your time. And before you move too far, just write down in your journal everything that you experienced, anything that you saw, you heard, you smelled, any colors that come to mind. What were the messages that you were given? Any guidance? The flowers? What was the gift that you received, and what does that mean for you? Take your time, be gentle with yourself, and know that you are deeply loved and protected and divinely guided in all areas of your life. Thank you for listening to Misha Jade, Divine Life Alchemist Guided Meditations. I'd really greatly, deeply appreciate if these guided meditations resonate with you, that you share them amongst your tribe, your community, your circles. If you feel drawn to leave me feedback or a view of your experience, that would also be deeply appreciated. Even if you'd like to send me an email or an Instagram message to share your experiences through your guided meditations, that would also be quite welcoming. Thank you. Much love. Misha Jade. Hello. For this meditation, I will be guiding you in to be able to connect with your past life. It is important that you have the right setup for this meditation and the right support for yourself. Please remember to take the time to really sit and be patient and ensure that you will not be distracted or interrupted while listening to this guided meditation in how to connect to your past life. You must focus completely on relaxing your body and your mind so that the images of your past life can be brought gently into your conscious awareness. Each time you do this exercise, you'll go even deeper and deeper into yourself. And the deeper you go, the more answers you will receive. Before starting, please allow some time to ask your higher self, your guides, your guardian angels, and whoever else is of service to you in connection with your higher self and the universe, and ask them to be present with you for your entire session to keep you safe and protected at all times. You being comfortable is so important. So please ensure that you have a comfortable position, either lay down, which is recommended, or you may like to sit up. If you opt to sit up, you must be supported and feel fully relaxed and comfortable. And be sure to loosen any restrictive clothing. When you're ready to do this exercise in a peaceful place, please ensure that it is quiet. And like I mentioned, that you will not be disturbed. When you are fairly well rested, so not to fall asleep, this entire exercise will allow you to go deeper and deeper into your past lives. Before you start, please set an intention for the specific past life journey that you would like to experience. It could be even just what you most need to see for now, what you most need to heal for now, or maybe you'd like to have an explanation for your life purpose. I invite you to take a deep breath and exhale, and as you inhale, close your eyes and feel the oxygen filling up your body, and as you exhale, all the tension and stress and worry is released from your body. Take a deep breath in and exhale. As you inhale again, envision a golden white ball of healing light. Send the ball of healing light to each part of your body, starting with your feet. The golden white ball of healing light goes up your calves, over your knees, along your thighs, through your hips and your stomach, along your torso and through your chest and your heart, along your shoulders and down to your hands and your tips of your fingers. Envision the golden white ball of healing light coming back up to your neck and through your head until your body feels deeply relaxed. I invite you to give your body a scan, looking for any places that are not relaxed. Immediately send relaxation to any part of your body that is feeling tight or tensed. Do this until your body feels so deeply relaxed and peaceful. Now, as your body is in a place of perfect peace and stillness, you are now filled with a beautiful healing light radiating through your body and surrounding your auric field. Take a moment to bask in it and feel its warmth and safety radiating through you and all around you, as if you were a golden white ball of protection in your own little protective bubble. Go inside and connect with your inner vision, your third eye. On the screen of your mind, imagine a closed door at the bottom of a staircase. See yourself walking to the staircase, watching yourself slowly walking down the stairs. When you get to the bottom of the stairs, you will now see two things. On the left side, there is a very comfortable couch. You will rest on it for a moment while you gather your thoughts about what you want to get from your journey through time. On your right side, there is a door. On this door is big red letters that say, "My past lives." Right now, this door is closed. Behind the door is the entrance to your past lives. While you are waiting, maybe you are sitting or are you lying down on the comfortable couch, let the love of the universe surround you. Know that at all times you are completely safe and protected by all your guides. If at this moment you are not feeling comfortable to yet enter the doorway to connect to your past lives, this is okay. Give yourself permission to relax and just enjoy being on your comfortable couch. And when you do feel ready, rise from the couch and move slowly to the front of the door. Before starting your journey back through time, you need to declare the following to the universe. This is absolutely necessary to make sure that your past life journey is safe and pleasant. Throughout this journey, through my past lives, I am always completely safe and protected. I will see, hear, and experience everything about my past lives as if I was watching a movie. Just as a movie cannot harm me, my journey through my past lives cannot harm me. I am perfectly safe. I am clear on my intention for my past life journey. And now say in your mind or out loud what your intention is to connect with your past life. Open the door. If the door does not open, then the universe is telling you to go back to the couch and wait just a little bit longer. If you choose to continue, it is your choice. Consider that my The door be closed for now. It could be for your own good to wait. And when you are ready, you may go inside the past life room. And inside this room, you will see two things. On the wall of the past life room, there is a white screen with blinds over it. And this is shut and the blinds are closed. On either side of the white screen are two buttons. One is green and one is red. On the left, which is the green button, it opens the blinds and shows you your past lives. On the right, which is the red button, this closes the blinds and takes you back to the safety and the comfort of your couch. When the blinds go up, you will see an image of yourself in a past life. This will be the past life that you most need to see, or the past life that most clearly matches your specific intention. Look at yourself on the screen. Once you have a clear view of the individual who was you in the past life, say action. And the movie of you in this past life will not start rolling until you say action. If you find yourself having difficulty being able to see yourself on the past life screen, ask to see the feet of your past life personality. Try to see what it is that you are wearing on your feet. Are they shoes, sandals, boots, or are they bare feet? Be sure to trust that whatever is coming to your mind is your past life movie. Without doubt, trust your intuition and your guidance that what is being presented, what you feel, what you think, what you see, is in connection with your past life movie. Now, once you see your feet, slowly look up to see the rest of you. Once you are in focus, look at yourself on the screen. Take a moment to steady the image and then say action. When you feel ready, you may now press the green button to open the blinds and begin your journey. Thank you. Now the time has come to end your journey here. It is time to come back into your present body and your present life. Reach over to your right and press the red button next to the screen or the window. You feel yourself back on the comfortable couch in the waiting area of the past life room. Take a few minutes here on the couch to rest and ground back into your body, thinking back over all that you just experienced, what you saw, what you felt, what you released, what you now are more aware of or have a deeper understanding for. When you are ready, you may get up and walk towards the staircase to where you began your journey. Each step as you go up the staircase will bring you back into your body, grounding you back into your present experience. 10 9 8 You're feeling your toes and your feet. Give them a wriggle and a stretch. 7 6 Feel your legs moving them and giving them just a little wiggle and a squeeze. 5 4 3 Feeling your fingertips wriggling and giving them a little squeeze and a stretch. 2 Moving your neck and your shoulders and your head. And as I say 1, you'll feel completely whole within your body, grounded and aware of your environment and your body in your present life and where you are right now. 1 Taking a deep breath in and exhale. 2 Take as much time as you need to stay laying down or seated. 3 Take some time to allow what you experience to integrate into your body, your mind, and your programming. And I invite you to write down everything that you saw, that you felt, that you experienced. Allow free thought in your writing, as this practice is an important part with connecting with your past life and deep into your unconscious state. As you write and journal your experience, more things may come to the surface for you. More awareness, more understanding. Allow your time and space to write it all down and then sit with this for as long as you feel that is beneficial for you before you go about your day or your night, allowing the space and the time to really be with yourself.